Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I really appreciate it. This is episode number 93 and the start of a mini series that I'm going to do here in the podcast over the next few weeks, where I'm going to be focusing on how local brick and mortar businesses can use Facebook ads to grow their business. This is really inspired by back on episode number 84, I had my good friend Lisa Keeker on the podcast, and she's the owner of four local gyms and she crushes it with Facebook ads. And in that episode, we walk through everything that she does to market her brick and mortar businesses with Facebook ads. And I got the reaction I got to that episode, people loved it. And not just people who own, you know, our local business owners, people who are online business owners as well. So I really wanted to kind of focus more on the local business owner and brick and mortar businesses and how Facebook ads can help you grow your business. Now, even if you're not a local business owner, maybe you have an online business, definitely don't skip these next few episodes, because everything that we're going to be talking about here in the podcast is still going to be super relevant to online businesses. Now, in this series here, in this mini series, is going to be a couple of case studies of local businesses who are currently doing some really smart things with Facebook ads to bring more people into your business. And then on today's episode, I'm going to take you through myself how I would advertise a local fly fishing guide business with Facebook ads. And the reason for that is recently I went fly fishing in Montana. And I hired a guide for 2 days. I flew up here from, or flew up there from San Diego by myself, hired a guide. I have a buddy of mine who lives in Bozeman, Montana, and I hired a guide to take me out fly fishing for a couple of days. It was the second time that I would ever be fly fishing. I went once in Pennsylvania. I was out there for maybe 30 minutes or so. So that was my first exposure to fly fishing. It was one of those, I was standing in the river with the hip waders on and I loved it. I grew up fishing, but never fly fishing. So that was the first time I went. That was probably, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago. And I loved it. I fell in love with it. And so after that, I added it to my bucket list that I want to fly fish in Montana. And that was after seeing the movie A River Runs Through It, you know, with Brad Pitt. And like so many people out there, they want to fly fish in Montana because of that movie. Well, that was no different for me. So I added it to my bucket list and I decided to make that happen this summer. And man, it was amazing. It was literally life-changing for me. I had such a good time already planning my next trip up there. And a big reason why it was so great was because of the guy that I hired. His name is Ty, and he works for a company called Swallowtail Fly Fishing in Bozeman, Montana. Now, they're a guide business, so they'll take you out into the rivers there in Montana, and they do everything for you. I mean, all they said to me, all you have to do is show up with a smile, and we take care of the rest. And I said, well, I can handle that. And of course, on that first morning, as we're, you know, after he picked me up and we're driving out to the river and we're talking, you know, once he found out that I'm a Facebook ads guy, of course, which happens quite a bit, he naturally asked me how I would recommend he use Facebook ads to grow their guide business. He has a partner in the guide business. And so I thought this would be a really good exercise to share with all of you here on the podcast. So that's what we're going to do here today. And I want to start off by saying, when coming up with an approach to grow a local business like this with Facebook ads, I look at it as a four-step process. There's more steps involved here, like optimization and automating and stuff like that, but I'm going to be focusing on four steps for this process. And that first step is called the game plan. The second step is targeting. The third step is the launch. And the fourth step is very critical. And this is where a lot of local businesses miss the mark, is follow up. You've got to be following up with the people who you are advertising to on Facebook. Okay, so the game plan, and I'm going to break down each one of these steps here for you. The game plan, targeting, the launch, and follow up. Now, before you even get to the game plan, though, you've got to have a foundation for your business, like a website, some sort of home base where customers and potential customers can come find you. But without the foundation in place, you know, you really can't start advertising. You've got to have some place to send people to from your ad. Now, with Swallowtail Fly Fishing, they actually have a really good website. And, you know, so they already have that foundation. They've got how-to articles about fly fishing, blog posts, instructional videos. They have a section about how to work with them, the waters that they fish in Montana. There's lots of content on the site already. So they have a very good foundation. And Ty, the guy there who I was talking to about this, he's like, you know what? We don't do any kind of advertising like this. That type of business is such a word of mouth business that, you know, they have to have a good reputation because people are talking about, you know, I'm sitting here right now recommending to all of you that if you ever want to go fly fishing in Montana, you've got to hire these guys. I mean, that's how good they are. But, you know, as a business, and if you want to be marketing and using paid advertising to grow your business, you've got to have a foundation. You've got to have some sort of site that has content on it that people want to come check out. And in this day and age of where on Facebook, you've got to be leading with value. We talk about that all the time. You know, a great way to do it is to have how-to articles and blog posts and instructional videos, that sort of thing. And like I mentioned, these guys already have that in place on their site. Now it's now it's the case of how do we take advantage of that to leverage paid advertising to promote that content and get people out there who are interested in fly fishing to get, you know, introduce them to Ty and his partners there at Swallowtail Fly Fishing. Okay. So that's the foundation. You've got to have a good foundation. You've got to have some place to send people to. Okay. And what we're going to be talking about here within this strategy is a content-based strategy. And again, if you've been listening to the podcast for any period of time or reading my stuff or hearing me talk, it's got to be content driven. Okay. Because again, Facebook wants you leading with value first and foremost. Okay. So let's jump into that first step. And that first step is the game plan. So what is the strategy? What do you want to accomplish with running your Facebook ads? Well, you know, Ty really wants to grow the business. So what does growing the business mean? Well, that means getting more people who are going to come to Montana and hire them as a guide. Well, you have to generate awareness in order to do that. People have to know that they exist outside of the word of mouth. Okay. So with the Facebook ad strategy, you want to get more people to the website. And his website, I'll link it up in the show notes page for the episode today so you can go check it out if you're interested. But the idea would be the game plan, if you will, is to get people from Facebook with the Facebook ad over to the website so that they can either inquire about how to hire them as a guide or have them consume content on the site so that you can then retarget them with opportunities to guide with them and so forth. Okay. And along with this, you want to be growing your email list. So Swallowtail Fly Fishing definitely wants to be growing their email list. So how do you do that? Well, you could send people from your Facebook ad to a really great blog post. So meaning, or it could be like, you know, three tips for catching more fish. And this is just totally off the top of my head. Three tips for catching more fish in Montana rivers, or actually you could say any river. Okay. So three of the best flies to use in October or something like that. So something that's really content-based, that's really going to help people out. And within that article, you could have an opt-in. So somebody could, you know, opt in and you could have like a cheat sheet or the top 10 things that you need to know to catch more fish as a fly fisherman or something like that. Build your email list, grow your email list as a priority with your Facebook ads campaign. Okay. So you could do one of two things. Like we talk about this a lot. We could send people from our Facebook ad to that piece of content and then have an opt-in area within that article or the video around the video there or in the sidebar of the page, and then retarget those people who actually don't opt in. So you could retarget them with that opt-in opportunity, or you could send people directly from your Facebook ad to that opt-in opportunity. You know, the top 10 things, top 10 ways to catch more fish, you know, fly fishing or something like that. Okay. So that's what the game plan would be for this particular business. Okay. So that's step one. We've come up with a game plan. We know what our strategy is going to be. We know what our end goal is to get more people to sign up to hire them as a guide. Okay. But these are all the steps that need to happen in order to take, in order for that to happen. Okay. And again, work backwards. I've talked about this before. Work backwards from what your end goal is. So our end goal is to get people to hire them as a guide. And so what are the steps that need to happen? So for example, well, they need to be aware that they exist in Montana. And so how does that happen? Well, maybe they consume content that's written by the guides there at Swallowtail Fly Fishing, or they've watched a video, you know, that sort of thing. Okay. So that's what the game plan is. The next step is going to be targeting. Okay. So we have game plan, targeting, the launch, and follow up. And so for this step two with the targeting here, you want to be really clear on who your target audience is. And so for Swallowtail Fly Fishing, I'm guessing that it's going to be primarily men. And I would say an age range between 35 and 65. And these guys have to have an interest in fly fishing. Okay. Now I looked up on Facebook and there's got to be between 15 and 20 or so fly fishing based interests alone. There is a lot. So you could have a lot of different opportunities here to start targeting your ads. Okay. You could also target people who have an interest in like Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Orvis, and companies like that. These are all fishing companies and outdoor companies. The challenge here that I would see with targeting a business or targeting an audience like this is you could very quickly get the audiences too large. I mean, this could be many millions of people who have an interest in fly fishing. So the way that I would keep those audiences in check is to use the age range and narrow it down from there. So if 35 to 65 in one ad set is too big, if I want to be targeting interest in fly fishing, well, then maybe I create multiple ad sets, maybe like 35 to 45, 45 to 65, and so forth, and keep the audience sizes in check from there. Ideally, I'm trying to get between, let's say, 500,000 and 1.5 million people per ad set, okay? And then as far as geographically targeting, well, they really could target anybody. I mean, if they really wanted to, they could target anybody in the world. I mean, I was talking to Ty, my guide there, and he said he's got people that come in from all over the world, Australia, Europe, all over the world to come in and fish with them because that is, I mean, really, it's the mecca of fly fishing there in Montana. So they really could target anybody in the world if they want to, anybody in the United States. Again, because people from all over go to Montana to fly fish. I mean, I'm a perfect example. I went up there from San Diego to fly fish. In addition, they could also, of course, locally target their ads to, you know, surrounding area there in Bozeman, Montana. So there's a couple different ways to target. And as well, they could retarget. So they want to make sure that they have the pixel set up on the website, which they don't. I told Ty about that. They want to have the pixel on the website so that they're building an audience of people on Facebook who are coming to check out their website, so they can turn around and retarget those people with this type of content or with this the opt-in opportunity to grow their email list. Okay, so targeting, just a quick recap on that. I would say make sure that you're targeting, you know, your males' age range. Obviously, they know more specifically than me, but I'm guessing maybe between 35 and 65 who have an interest in fly fishing. And there's a lot of those interests on Facebook. Okay, and then geographically, they really could target anywhere with people who have an interest in fly fishing. Okay, so the third step is going to be launch. So what types of ads are they going to be running for this type of campaign? Video would work awesome for them. You know, how-to videos, instructional videos. You know, I came back from that trip and I went right to YouTube to look up, videos that I could watch about casting technique and all this other stuff. And so the more types of how-to videos, which they do have on their site, they could leverage that into using them as Facebook ads that drive people to the website. So remember, our end goal here is to get people to hire them as guides. So if they become known as, authorities in the fly fishing space, that's going to help them grow their business because people are going to see them as authorities and want to hire them as fly fishing guides. So they could leverage content. So videos, how-to videos, the image ads that they could use, super simple. I mean, if you have an image ad with where you're holding out, you know, guys holding out a big fish in their hands and you are targeting somebody who has an interest in fly fishing, I mean, that's going to catch your attention. For retargeting purposes, they could have image ads with clients holding the fish up in their hands. So the image is actually really easy for this type of business because people who have an interest in fly fishing are so rabidly interested in it that, you know, some pictures of fish, beautiful pictures of the scenery and stuff like that, that's going to catch their attention. So the launch part of it is going to be pretty easy. Now, just to kind of add on to the launch part here, the objective that so many people want to know, you know, so many people have questions about what objective would I use? Well, if our goal is to drive people from our Facebook ad to the content on the website, whether it's a video or, you know, an epic blog post on there, a how-to blog post, then it would be clicks to website. Because remember, whatever objective that we're choosing, we're telling Facebook, hey, Facebook, show our ad to as many people within my target audience that I'm setting up who are most likely going to take this action. So click to website. Or if we were sending people to like an opt-in, like our top 10 ways to catch more fish, you know, fly fishing, then that would be website conversions because our objective is conversions. Okay. So that's our launch. So I'd be doing lots of how-to videos, getting that out there, image ads with, holding fish up and so forth and retargeting using those image ads with clients holding fish up. Incidentally, when you do the video and the how-to videos, I would absolutely have engagement audiences set up so that you're building audiences of people who are watching your videos. So you can turn around and retarget people who have watched, you know, at least 50% of your videos to, again, move them further along your sales funnel. Okay, so that's the launch part. And then the fourth step in this is the follow-up. And again, as a local business, local brick and mortar businesses, this is the step that so many local businesses miss. And it's really following up. Once people have joined your email list, it's following up with that target audience, you know, continuing to provide helpful content for, in this case here, with with swallowtail fly fishing, you know, continue to send them articles to help them catch more fish when they're fly fishing. You know, they could send the latest updates and happenings with fly fishing in Montana. They could let them know like when the best months are, and they could talk about the types of flies that are hatching that type of year, whatever. I mean, there's endless, you know, things of content that they could offer people in their email follow-up series. And again, when you're in a niche like this, this target audience is super rabid. So they want to consume content. They want to keep learning. They want to get better. They want to know how to catch more fish. Okay. And as you're providing that content in that follow-up series, that's when you can be offering deals and making offers to people to sign up to come hire you as a guide. Okay. So just want to recap here. So that would be the follow-up series. And again, that's the step that most local businesses, and actually a lot of, I don't want to just pigeonhole local businesses in that. Most businesses do miss out on the follow-up. You know, they kind of miss that step, or that they forget about that step and don't think it's really important. But we have to remember that on Facebook, we're building a relationship with these potential customers so that they can become customers. Okay. So just to recap our four steps here, we have our game plan. That's where we set out what our strategy is going to be. Why are we doing Facebook ads in the first place? What's our end goal? And then working backwards from there. Then we want to be really, really clear on our targeting. So do we have a very clear, distinct understanding of who our target audience is? What are their interests? That sort of thing. So we can target our Facebook ads specifically to them. And then that targeting does include retargeting. So we want to make sure that in these first couple of steps here, that we have our pixel placed on our website and our retargeting audience is set up to start building on Facebook, so that as traffic is coming to our website, that we're building those retargeting audiences so that we can turn around and retarget our ads to them. Then in the third step, we have launch. You know, that's really what's that's when we decide what type of ad do we want to use and how are we going to leverage the ad opportunities that we have available to us on Facebook. Here in this example that we've been talking about, definitely think video. How-to videos is going to be awesome. And then image ads with, you know, like people holding up fish and so forth. Check this out. This is what we caught when working with swallowtail fly fishing. And then finally, that fourth step is the follow-up step. So you want to be building that email list so that you can follow up with your target audience, continue that relationship with them, stay in front of them, provide that helpful content to them, and then kind of sprinkle in deals and offers to them so that they can be spending money with you. They can be buying from you. Because you're providing all this content, you're building that relationship, they're seeing you more and more as an authority, and they're more likely to buy from you, okay? So that is how I would approach a Facebook ad strategy. That's kind of a high-level approach to how I would look at using Facebook ads to grow a business like this fly fishing guide business, Swallowtail Fly Fishing up in Bozeman, Montana. That's how I would do it. So I would encourage you to use these steps. Think about your own business. If you're a local business owner, how would you use these four steps? You know, setting up your game plan. What's the strategy? Your targeting, being clear on your target audience, launching. What types of ad types are you going to be using for your Facebook ads? And then what kind of, you know, follow-up can you do? This obviously means that you need an email provider. You know, you could do something like MailChimp, which is, I think it's like free for the first 2,000 people. You can use something like ConvertKit, or I use Infusion. I mean, you don't necessarily need to use like a big, like the big daddy like Infusionsoft or Entreport, but there's plenty of other services out there that you can be using that are very affordable. Okay. And I'll list some of those out, by the way, on the show notes page for today's episode. So make sure that you're, you know, thinking about all these steps and how they apply to your business, and then how you can work from your ultimate goal, meaning I want to get people into the door of my business. What are all the steps that need to happen in order for people to walk into my business? Okay. So that is how I would approach this business. And before we wrap up here, I want to announce to you and let you know that I am creating a Locals Facebook Ads course. This is going to be the FB Advantage Locals version. And that course is coming out very shortly. So if you are a local business owner, brick and mortar business owner, I am creating a Facebook ads course specifically for you. And I've set up an early interest list, which there are a lot of people on already, because I announced it recently over on Amy Porterfield's podcast when we were talking, when we're doing our Facebook ads Q&A. So if you'd like to get on the early interest list to be the first to know when this course is coming out, I also have another announcement coming up very shortly about people, or for people, I should say, who are local business owners and want to know more about how to use Facebook ads specifically to grow your business. To get on that early interest list, just go to rickmulready.com/FB local. Okay, rickmulready.com/FB local, or you can text FB local to 44222 and we'll get you added to the early interest list right there. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode. Coming up in the next episode, continuing our mini series here for local businesses, local business owner David Brandt is going to join me to share how he's using Facebook ads, specifically video ads, to grow his 4-location business called Sips and Splatters. Really cool business that he and his wife have created in the Midwest. We're going to walk through the evolution of his using Facebook ads to market his business and how Facebook ads actually saved his businesses. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.